We Lutherans view ourselves much like a basketball team. The good guys are on our side, and the bad guys are on the other side. We are the Orthodox keepers of Christianity with apostolic doctrinal succession, and those other guys on the other side are the world, including, of course, anybody who does not have the pure gospel and sacraments. Yes, we have a few weak players on our team. We try to keep them on the bench as much as possible. But as long as we have our 6'8" center, Larry Rast, on the team, we're in pretty good shape. We don't often consider is that the folks up in the stands also have a role to play in this spiritual contest. And in all seriousness, it is a contest. That is why Jesus said to his disciples, he said, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise. The other guys were supposed to be on the team. They were the spiritual heads of Judaism, and they were supposed to be the people who were going to embrace the Messiah, but instead, their intention was to take the life of Christ. And Jesus tells his disciples that if anybody's going to go after him and follow him, that they better take up their cross as well. So what was the problem with the team? The text that follows explains. When he was in the house, Jesus asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" But they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be very last and the servant of all." It's a sad day in the church when the servants of the church become competitive with each other. There are two kinds of competition. On the one hand, there's the internal competition that pits one member of the Orthodox Brotherhood against the other. Thank goodness that never happens in our theological faculty. Thank goodness no student has ever been in competition with another. And thank goodness no pastor is in competition with another pastor out there in the parishes competing for the souls or the recognition or the praise of men. My tongue is in my cheek. What does it take for us to subordinate our pride to the greater cause of the Lord in his kingdom, who calls us to be unified beacons of light to the world? I suspect that the most significant factor that moves us to subordinate our personal egos for the good of the kingdom of God is the realization of how serious this is all about, how serious the competition is. It's hard for us to grasp the fact that every single soul entrusted to our care, their salvation lies at stake. To make the point, Jesus takes a little child and puts that child in the midst of the disciples, and he says, "Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me." And in verse 42, he goes on to say, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were drowned in the depths of the sea." We are fighting for the eternal life and salvation of souls. And it really does matter that we are united and one in the spirit of servanthood and humility. If Christ's atonement was for the sins of the whole world, that means he died for every single little insignificant person that enters into our spiritual care. And we say, thank goodness he died for the sins of all mankind, because this enormous responsibility of taking care for every single soul is so very heavy upon the hearts of the sinful people who have been entrusted with it. Christ died for the sins of all, and that is our comfort as we care for all. The second kind of competition that we engage in is with those other folk. Denominations, usually, at least in our perspective, who are trying to muscle in on what it is that we're called to do. They are, so to speak, neither on our team nor really on the other team. They are the people who are in the stands. The man who was casting out demons in the name of Jesus did not do so with the permission of the disciples. It is interesting to note that Jesus does not contradict Peter on the fact that there is an us when he says that they were not one of us. There is a body that norms, that speaks for the church as the church. But Jesus does not limit the use of the word or the operation of the Spirit to just one side of the court. There are others who, as long as they do not join the other team in opposing us, are, so to speak, on our side. They are in the stands, and they too can have a positive effect in the kingdom without being one of us. To illustrate what I am trying to say, I'll tell you a little story about a real-life experience from my youth. And I emphasize in my youth prior to going to the seminary. A bunch of us local boys had formed a basketball team in the town of Cortez, Colorado, but our league played most of their games at the activity center in a place called Toyac on the Ute Indian Reservation. Most often we were playing against these Indian teams, and the stands were filled up with the locals from the town there in Toyac. They didn't have much more to do than to go and see the basketball games. Sometime around the end of the third quarter, I stole the ball and was headed for a marvelous layup. One of the Utes on the other team deliberately ran underneath me as I went up for the layup, and I spun like a helicopter blade and landed splat on the floor. And in true Lutheran, mild manner, soon to be seminarian fashion, I came up swinging. Blinded by my desire for immediate justice, I did not see that the result of my swinging was the stands emptying down onto the floor after me. But my teammates saw it, and they grabbed me and rushed me to safety in the locker room. Lesson learned, the stands really do matter. So have salt in yourself. Be servants of one another, and consider the reason for which Christ came into the world and the reason for which he died. To save every single soul, including your own and my own. And when it comes to those other guys out there who are preaching Christ, don't forbid them or get too upset. Whoever is not against us is for us. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your thoughts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.